As I get older, I found that one of the simple and enjoyable things in life is nose hair. Now you snicker, but let's be honest. Nose hair is a natural occurrence. Almost everyone has nose hair, but when you bring it up for some reason, people make a face, a scrooged up face. No one talks about it, but that doesn't make it go away. No! Admit it now. You have nose hair too. We all do. Obviously, I never thought I'd be saying this, but I smile when I see a new nose hair pop up on my nose. I never gave nose hair much thought, and then again, I never had the number of nose hairs that I do now that I'm older. Over my life, I've bumped into old men who had nose hair growing out of their nose, on top of their nose, and on their ears. I guess it's not nose hair, though, when it grows on the ear, is it? It's ear hair. Anyway, I'm not proud of my nose hair, and I'm not glorifying in the growth of it. It's not the hair itself that makes me giddy. No, no, no. It's removal. I'm relating the joy of the removal of nose hair. I must admit, I found a certain bit of fun in yanking it out. And come on now, if you're over 60 and you're being honest, I bet you love plucking a hair or two yourself. Now, point of clarification, I don't pluck the southbound nose hairs, only the northbound. In other words, those hairs that grow up from the top of the nose are pluckable. Those that grow out the bottom are way off limits for plucking. Even thinking about plucking southbound hairs makes me wince. The pain would be way too much, too painful to endure. Definitely no fun, especially if you accidentally grab a hold of two or more by mistake and then yank those nose hair out of the bottom. But those on the top are definitely fair game. Experts say these hairs begin growing more due to hormonal changes, specifically increased sensitivity of these hair follicles to dihydrotestosterone and testosterone itself. While hair on the head spends less time in growth phase, ear and nostril hair follicles remain in the active growth phase longer. And of course, that leads to longer and coarser hairs. And women aren't immune either. As women enter later life, a decrease in estrogen may result in a more prominent coarse and long nose and ear hair for women too. However, the effect is much more pronounced in men due to their naturally higher lifetime levels of testosterone. Genetics also play a significant role too. So if your father or grandfather had prominent ear or nose hair, guess what? You're more likely to inherit the same follicle sensitivity. Now, despite being aesthetically unwanted, nose hairs do serve a purpose. They act as a filter, trapping dust and pollen and particles and help keep them from entering our lungs. Now, as happy as I am about the opportunity to pull out nose hairs and hairs on top of my ears and in my ears, my wife, she takes it to a whole new level. When I'm in the bathroom with tweezers in hand, standing in front of my sink mirror, and she walks in, her demeanor gets almost giddy. She loves pulling out my extra hairs, and it's kind of like a game. How long are the hairs going to be today that we find? It seems that even if you pull out all of the hairs on Tuesday, Friday, you can find even longer hairs than before. I'm telling you, these babies are fast, fast growers. But my wife, she's kind of sad when she can't find any more. Makes me kind of sad, too, to watch her. You know what? One day, I'm afraid she's going to show her true hair-plucking self. She'll show her real hair-plucking attitude and bleep out, "Oh, grow some more. That was fun. Grow some more." That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.